All right, it's time. Chris Kelly has been telling us now for a little while that he has an unbelievable story for us, and here we are.
This story has a lot of facets to it, okay?
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we'll take a week this time of year, and the last 4 days of it, Thursday through Sunday, we go on a couple's beach trip. Chris Dim and his wife, me and my wife, Diesel and his wife are there, my movie friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know all the couples.
We just sit and talk movies all the time. And there's another couple that you've met at the...
Quote movies.
Oh, I got something on Jaws, too, when I get done with this thing.
But,
We may not have time.
We got very contentious. Very contentious.
Let's not deviate.
Okay. Now, you know what I do, too, right?
Well, okay. Yes.
Indulge.
You know what I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one time I can let loose. Okay.
Yeah, you indulge one in
time.
Every way possible.
That's the one time of the year. That's the one day of the year that I get to let loose a little bit. You know, that's. And listen, I was letting everybody know, here's how it's got to be. This is how the world needs to be. All right.
I have to pull something out of my anus. I had to suitcase these here. These are real ones. That's in the buy at the store stuff. This is homemade.
Okay. I'll pop a gummy fine.
Sure.
And sit out on the beach. Well, I looked ahead at the forecast. Sunny and 80 every day.
Beautiful.
I said to my wife, this is going to be pure perfection. This is going to be 3.5 fantastic days on the beach. And my wife said, now this was, we go on Thursday, we come back on Sunday every year. And on Wednesday night, she said, you know, if you want to, she had to work till noon, and I was off. She goes, if you want to, we can drive separately. You can go down at the crack of dawn and spend the day on the beach because we couldn't check into the house.
How do you even pack that quick? What?
Right. So I got up 6 a.m., drove down. I was like, all right, I'm doing it. I'm gone. So I got there at, 9:30. I went by the house, looked at it. Looks like this is going to be a great house. First time we've stayed there. We were at Oak Island, North Carolina. Beautiful beach. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sunny, 75, 80 degrees. I laid on the beach all day. Had a great day. Great. Then the others start to arrive Thursday evening. Some came Friday. Wonderful day on Friday. Everything's going, just perfect. Saturday, another beautiful
gorgeous day.
Gorgeous day. We're getting ready to go out. So about, 9 a.m. All right, I'll pop one. Let's get out there. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was that the moment when the spider appeared in the home?
Yeah, there was. I was out on the deck.
Yeah, cheeching and chonging, as some people call it.
And apparently,
no, blow it into the wind.
There was a large spider in our bedroom, and my wife was screaming at the top of her lungs, but I didn't hear it.
One of the other fellows said, "Hey, Cheech, your wife needs."
I was like, "What?" And by that time, somebody else had just brought the spider and thrown it over the deck. And
okay,
like, all right, that. And then my wife came out and said, "Where were you?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm out here. The glass
is looking.
It's too much. You can't. You know."
Is that a dolphin?
Right. There were dolphins. I mean, we saw pods of dolphins go by. I mean, just a perfect beach weekend. So now it's about, 1 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, 1 o'clock on Saturday. And I'm feeling great, and the wind is blowing. I've been in the water. I've peed a few times.
Yeah.
It's great. So my wife had gone inside to have lunch. I said, don't need it.
Bring me something.
Bring me something. So my phone rings, and it's my daughter from home. Okay? She's taking care of our dog, Annie,
the elder,
13 years old, and our puppy, Franklin.
She's the sole caretaker?
Yes, but we had a friend looking in on them from time to time.
Yeah.
And my brother just coming over.
Sure.
Every once in a while. Plus, she could come and go. She had a place. You could put them in their crate, whatever, and go for a few hours at a time. All had gone well Thursday and Friday, and now we're at Saturday. Well, I answer the phone. I think it's just going to be a check-in. Hello? She says to me, Franklin just ate a bra. All right, those are her exact words.
Oh, what?
I said, what?
Say that again.
She goes, Franklin has just eaten a bra. And I said, I don't think it's possible that Franklin could eat a brush of yours. I guarantee you, I watched him eat one of Mom's bras. So then I was like, one of Mom's bras? Okay, I was like, that's impossible. I said, this is impossible.
Did you just make a hand gesture?
I did. I said, this is impossible. There's no way. Okay, right.
How do you even?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you start with the strap.
So I said, now you know he's eaten that sock before. Which
of course.
Stayed in him for a week, and then we had to make him throw it up. So I said, all right, you're going to have to get the hydrogen peroxide and force him to throw up. And she goes, all right, where is it? Well, I don't know. So I said, call your mother. She'll know where the hydrogen peroxide and the syringe, because we bought a syringe for it. So she calls back into the house. Her mother tells her where the hydrogen peroxide is. My wife then calls me and says, make a video showing her how to do the hydrogen peroxide, like showing where to put it in the mouth.
Now, at this point on the beach, Biggie, my wife and I are a couple feet away. We can tell that Kelly's on his phone. Mm-hmm. I thought he was making a TikTok video. Biggie, he kept turning his head to the side right here, and I thought you were glancing. Like, is this my good side? That's us in the back.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
see that? I'm showing you the video now. So I'm doing the video.
Right there in the cheek.
Okay, right in the cheek. Okay.
Now, he's not going to want to puke.
I said, you don't
but you've got to make him puke.
Make him puke. Okay. Well, now, meanwhile, my wife has called our friend who is 10 minutes away, and she's like, I'm on my way. We'll do it. Okay. So we don't hear anything for half hour. Now, I have successfully forced him to vomit once when he ate a little Ziploc bag, two of them, in fact, off the counter. And that worked like a charm. I gave him just enough hydrogen peroxide. He threw up 10 times on the very first throw up. There it was. Okay, great. So I assume that's going to happen this time. Well, our friend now calls us and said, well, you know, we've given him the hydrogen peroxide and he's trying to throw up, but nothing's coming out. It's like it's a dry heave.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. So I say,
no, bras are notoriously hard to get off.
Well, right. So I'm on the phone with my daughter now, and I said, all right, you have to take him to an emergency vet because we need to get him to throw up.
Yeah.
And I said, take him to an emergency vet. Our friend said, I'm going to go with her. I said, you don't have to. There's one not far away. I knew where it was. I pointed her the way. So she's now taking him to the emergency vet.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I know that's going to. Okay,
everybody's doing the gesture.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dollar signs, right? Okay.
You might as well call your man and tell him to sell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got.
I'm going to need cash on hand.
Immediately, I'm like, this is going to be extremely expensive.
Oh.
So she has got him now at the emergency vet. And again, we don't hear anything for some time. And now I'm a little muddy on this, but my wife rejoins us on the beach. And she is.
So, how many times did you have to look at her and say, this is real, right?
Well, you'd be surprised how quickly a buzz can wear off.
I didn't, like, he didn't sell me bad stuff, did he?
And now my wife is so mad at our daughter because she's like, can we not go out of town for 2.5 days and not have some catastrophe? This seems to happen a lot. It's like we get a call like, okay, we got to work through this with my son and my daughter on this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For many years we've done that. And you know, for the last couple, we've left them alone because now they're getting to be that age. And it's like, can we not just get 3 days and not have phone call after phone call and something going wrong? And I said, yeah, but you know he eats stuff and all this. You know, we've had it happen on our watch too. So we're debating that out. Well, now I get a call from the vet. And the vet says, we have given him this product to make him vomit. And he has vomited 4 times, but the clothing item has not come up. So I said, well, what are my options here? And she said, well, do you give us permission to do an x-ray, which is $200-something?
Get the cash register every time. Do we have that? Do we have a sound? I should have.
We might have a primitive cash register sound effect.
That's a good question. I don't
Or maybe just the yodel music for
The Price is Right.
We
have.
All right. So we're sitting right now. That's going to be $250 for the x-ray.
Don't forget, we've walked into the door of the emergency clinic.
Right there, $600.
Right. Okay, that's right. So I said, give an x-ray. Okay, do it. So I think to myself, he didn't swallow this. It's a bra. It's too much, too long. I got my daughter on the phone. I said, are you absolutely sure he swallowed this? She goes, I watched him swallow a gray bra.
How would you rate, because I've only was only party to part of this, obviously your and your wife's side of the conversation. How was your daughter's demeanor during all this? She's just turned 17, but she's, you know, she's calm. In a stressful situation.
Well, she was calm.
That's
good.
She was doing well.
Yeah. I said, did you? I said, it could be under the couch. She goes, I looked. It's not there. And she goes, I promise you, it's a gray bra. My wife says, I don't own a gray bra.
The whole beach heard that.
Yeah.
It was a P1 from Lexington.
Yep. P1 down. Yeah.
Angel. Angel. And her husband, Charles. They're about 100 yards to our right.
Do you want us to call Beach Patrol? Yeah, no, it should be fine.
I don't own a gray bra, she says. And I say, well, whatever, it's something. And my daughter's like, oh, yeah. And I said, well, could it be my underpants? Because I keep them in my stink bucket, you know, back in the closet. Mm-hmm. What happens is, here's what happened. My daughter went to get Chick-fil-A for lunch. While she was gone, the older dog went back to the bedroom and dragged clothing out. See, the younger dog is in the laundry room. The younger dog's in the laundry room. But the older dog dragged clothing out without my daughter's knowledge. So when my daughter comes into the house, opens the laundry room door, the dog races to the living room, picks up the bra. And my daughter said, I tried to get him. I watched him, slowly. It,
like a sword swallower.
Yes. Okay.
I just had lunch. I'm good.
10 minutes late. Call back from the vet.
Emergency. Just a quick question. Can you tell us what size?
This is. It's all for internal usage here at the vet.
Well, she says, we've done the x-ray. There is absolutely something.
There's a mass.
There's a mass. And she's like, I can't tell what it is, but it's a mass. And she goes, here are your options. Said, okay. She said, I would recommend an endoscopy, which means you go down in through the esophagus with tongs or whatever and pull out the clothing.
Yeah.
That will save you from having to
have an incision. Yeah.
The incision, the surgery, all that. She says, unfortunately, there is not a vet in town that can do an endoscopy on a Saturday and it needs to be done. You'll have to go to Charlotte, which is.
Oh.
That's, an hour and 40 minutes from where we are. Okay. We're in Greensboro. You have to go to Charlotte. And I said, well, what is my other option? She goes, well, we have a surgeon coming in at 7 and he can do surgery, but that's going to cost $4,000 to $6,000. The endoscopy costs $3,000 to $4,000, but it's in Charlotte.
Oh.
And she said, and for the dog's health and safety, you really want to try the endoscopy because you don't want to do a surgery, I said, okay. So I say to my daughter, all right, what do you think? I said, we'll do the surgery. And she goes, I can drive him to Charlotte. But Charlotte is on that's I-85, 77. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where the place is. She goes, we know of a place in Charlotte that will do this procedure. And I got the address for that and everything. Well, here's the one piece of luck. My brother-in-law was going to the Panthers game and going down on Friday to go to a hotel. My wife thinks of this and calls him, and he says, we're going to leave in 10 minutes. And she said, do you mind taking our dog with our daughter to Charlotte to this vet? He goes, be glad to do it. So he's going to take. But then my wife says, one of us needs to meet her in Charlotte at the vet. And it's 3:00 now, and it is a beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's painfully beautiful.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you.
It's a gorgeous weekend.
She goes, we need to go inside and discuss this away from everyone else. They don't need to be bothered with this.
No, stay. We're enjoying it.
So, go inside. She's like, I'm going to go. She goes, I'll go. I'll meet her in Charlotte. I'll take her back home. You stay here. Well.
You could have put up a little bit of protest.
I did. I said, I felt like I would. I just feel like as a husband, there's just no way to do that. And it's just not right. So I said, no, you go home, be with the other dog. I'll go to Charlotte, get her. The dog hopefully will be coming home with us tonight. So that's what we decided to do. So we pack it up, and Chris Dem and everybody helps us pack it up. We got
shocking.
I know.
So we got. Oh yeah, we rapidly.
Stunning. So we're off the beach. We're done. That's it. And I'm sober. I am ready. Oh, yeah. So I drive Charlotte all the way. That's 3.5 hours.
Stinky beach clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bathing suit. I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Brother-in-law pulls up, full face paint, Panthers gear.
Right.
Hey, man. Glad this worked out, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're already there. He's inside with her, along with his son. I go in. They've been there for an hour. Sorry, what's the word? She goes, I haven't heard anything. This place is so busy, I can't even tell you. I mean, it's packed with people. We sit there and sit there and sit there. Now, I got there at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Well, now it's 10.
Oh, my gosh.
10. They come to us and they say, we couldn't get it with the endoscopy.
Oh, no. God.
Couldn't get it. Going to have to perform the surgery. She goes, we have a surgeon coming at midnight to do this. They're 24/7.
Are you wearing a swimsuit?
I like your
Are you the one that keeps getting sand in the lobby?
We're getting complaints about smells. This is a place where dogs routinely pee and poop.
That's right.
And puke.
Yeah, and you need to change. You're going to get jock itch.
Tell me about it. Items too large for the endoscopy. Wouldn't come up.
Oh, my God.
I said, we're still going to charge you for that.
Yeah, of course.
So now you have to go for the surgery. And they said, you can go home. We're not gonna be able to release him probably till Monday. Because
oh, my gosh.
So we drive home. You know, we drive home. We go to sleep.
Was it stony silence or was there a good conversation?
It was a good conversation. I do not blame her because of how it happened. I just don't. I mean, it could have happened to me. And my wife came around to that, too.
Let me tell you, I'm impressed at 17 she handled that kind of pressure.
I agree.
Well.
I agree. I give her kudos for that. Now, okay, now it's a day later. Now it's Sunday. They call with good news in the morning. We did the surgery. It went well. We have retrieved the item. And first, we had heard it was white. I heard it was, and one woman said, well, it was bluish. My daughter said, it's gray. It's gray and it's a bra. And they were like, well, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's like a halter top. We don't know exactly. My wife says, I don't own a gray bra. And she looks at me. She's like, what woman has been in this house with a gray bra? Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
They all say.
Okay. This is where the accusation of the affair comes in.
I have.
Oh, my God.
I have it. Okay, this is it.
These are the items
in the
Ziploc bag. Thank God. It's double Ziploc.
Yeah. It's double Ziploc. Now, I'm going to, if you want.
Oh, I'm going to need a photo of that.
I don't want to be in the same room with that open.
Look at that. It is unbelievable. That's what he swallowed. And I took it out. So, anyway, he wasn't supposed to come home until today. But they called yesterday at about 4 p.m. said, he's doing so well. You can come get him today if you want. I said, well, I was like, I'll just leave him till Monday. And they went, well, that's an extra $600.
I'll be there.
I said, let me get
on my way.
Okay, right. So, and by the way, the first day I was there, they say, you're going to have to put $3,000 on your card just up front, you know, as a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right. In fact, my daughter had already done that. She goes, I already put $3,000 on the card. I said, okay, great.
I'm glad you were here for that.
So as I was coming back that first day, they called me getting ready to perform the surgery. And they said, going to have to go ahead and put another $3,000 on there. Said, all right, go ahead and put the other $3,000 on there. Okay, so they did that. I gave permission to put the other $3,000 on the card. They do the surgery. All turns out well. They say you can save $600 if you come now. I drove back to Charlotte by myself this time. And this was yesterday. So I got down there. They said, we have to have a time for your allotted pickup. I said, all right, 7 o'clock. This was 5:15. I said, 7 o'clock. They said, okay, let's make it 7:30 just to be safe in case there's traffic. I said, okay. I got there at 7:10. They said, come right into this room. I sit in the room. Woman comes in and said, we had a couple of our technicians call in sick today, so it will definitely be 7:30 or maybe 7:45. I said, okay. 9 o'clock. I sat there until 9 o'clock. Okay. Then
just
me. Then the surgeon comes in with 5 different medications with all the instructions. I have to record her saying this. Now we have to give him all these different things. He did well. And then she gave me this item right here that he swallowed.
Now, what can you catalog what's inside the double Ziploc bag, Kelly?
Yeah. I think it is a gray bra. And when I showed it to my wife, she said, that's not my bra. And I said,
who are you sleeping with?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's big. I mean, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
And it is definitely gray. And
but there's more.
Well, there's also a sock. There was a sock.
Oh, a leftover.
Yeah, a leftover sock from earlier. She said, we got a sock, some foam, and this bra.
My God.
All of that is in there.
And then I...
Does your daughter... She's an athlete. Does she have a gray sports bra?
It's not hers. No, she... And it was from my wife's side of the closet. And my wife said, I don't think I've worn that. If that is my bra, I haven't worn it in 20 years. And anyway, that dog got it, and that's it. And it cost... Oh! Actual retail price.
Okay. Well, we got six alone right there.
Yep.
We got six. We know three and three.
Yep.
We got a 700 all combined because at both vets.
All of it.
Plus the endoscopy, plus the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say we're looking at
$10,258. Chris Dam.
I concur.
You've all overbid.
What? Oh,
okay. $9,258.
We thought 10. We all thought 10. That's a $9,000 brassiere.
Oh, I said, you're going to be wearing it now.
Yeah. I'm washing this on hot, and you can wear it forever.
Look at that brassiere.